Hey there, friends. Welcome to the New Testament in a Year podcast. I'm Sean Bailey, and we're continuing our journey on day 87 now. We're in Matthew chapter 19. So grab your Bible if you can and listen closely if you will. Let's read God's Word together. So in Matthew 18, which we were in the previous chapter, we're going to review that before we get into 19, of course. And in 18, Jesus taught us about humility, forgiveness, and not causing others to stumble. He talked about that childlike faith we should have as it is essential for entering the kingdom of heaven. We learned about the parable of the lost sheep, and that taught us of the concern that God has for the lost, but also the value he places on every single person. And then that chapter concluded with that lesson on forgiveness, that parable of the unforgiving servant. That shows us the limitless nature of the forgiveness of Jesus Christ and how we should offer that same forgiveness. And so that leads us into today. As we move into Matthew 19, Jesus transitions from Galilee to Judea. And he's in Judea now, where he continues his ministry. But this chapter, it addresses some more complex issues. Those issues including marriage and divorce, your money, wealth, and its relation to the kingdom of God. I think this is a very pivotal moment where Jesus teaches on social and moral dilemmas, and it pushes us into even deeper discipleship and truly following him and what that needs and should and could look like. And so, here are the look for us today. First big look for is that teaching on marriage and divorce. Jesus just reaffirms that sanctity of marriage and how marriage is designed to be permanent. He addresses the Pharisees' questions, and it challenges the existing views on divorce. So let's look at that together and keep our eyes open for that. Listen for how Jesus explains the sanctity of marriage. The second is Jesus, and once again, and little children. In the previous episode, we saw a child and the childlike faith that Jesus used him as a perfect example. And now, Jesus has this welcoming attitude towards children that we'll see. Watch how the disciples initially resist and Jesus rebukes them. And finally, the third big look for is that rich young ruler. As we read through the scripture today, focus on this encounter between Jesus and a very wealthy young man who seems to have it all. He's rich, he's young, and he's a ruler. He's got it all. Or does he? This contrast of material wealth versus spiritual wealth and the obstacles that that presents. So let's read this together, Matthew chapter 19, and looking for those big look fors as we read together. Here we go. Matthew chapter 19, we're going to start in verse 1. And of course, read all of it to verse 30. There are 30 verses in Matthew 19. Let's read together. Here we go. Verse 1 of Matthew 19. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he departed from Galilee and went to the region of Judea across the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Some Pharisees approached him to test him. They asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife on any grounds?" "Haven't you read," he replied, "that he who created them in the beginning made them male and female? And he also said, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Why then, they asked him, did Moses command us to give divorce papers and to send her away? He told them, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because of the hardness of your hearts, but it was not like that from the beginning. I tell you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. His disciples said to him, If the relationship of a man with his wife is like this, it's better not to marry. He responded, Not everyone can accept this saying, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb. There are eunuchs who were made by men, and there were eunuchs who have made themselves that way because of the kingdom of heaven. The one who is able to accept it should accept it. Verse 13. Then little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, Leave the little children alone, and don't try to keep them from coming to me, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. After placing his hands on them, he went on from there. Just then, someone came up and asked him, Teacher, what good must I do to have eternal life? Why do you ask me about what is good? He said to him, There is only one who is good. If you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. Which ones? He asked him. Jesus answered, Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother and love your neighbor as yourself. Well, I have kept all these, the young man told him. What do I still lack? If you want to be perfect, Jesus said to him, Go, sell all your belongings and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When the rich young man heard that, he went away grieving because he had many possessions. Verse 23. Jesus said to his disciples, Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. When the disciples heard this, they were utterly astonished and asked, Then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Then Peter responded to him, See, we have left everything and followed you. So what will there be for us? And Jesus said to them, Truly I tell you, in the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or fathers or mother or children or fields because of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. And that is the reading of Matthew 19. Let's take a moment out to reflect on, unpack, and find application in what we just read together. All right, so Matthew 19 starts with a pretty hard truth of the sanctity of marriage. This thing that we seem to have lost value in. See, Jesus emphasized how sacred the bond of marriage is. It's been designed by God from the beginning of creation. And it teaches us to have not just a worldly perspective on marriage, but a divine perspective, which marriage is meant to be lifelong and unbreakable. that vow, that promise that is made. But if we compare that to the way our world views marriage, it's much different, isn't it? What this means for us practically is that in our lives, this calls for a commitment for us to strengthen and cherish our relationships. Who the Lord's placed with us, if we're blessed to be married, if we're too young at this point, or we've been through a rough life or rough patch, whatever situation that hits you at this moment, the relationships that you have, we should place more value on. Cherish those relationships. Recognize the promises you've made, the covenants, that they have spiritual significance, and have that divine perspective. The second big takeaway is, we're going to hit again, is this childlike faith. We talked about this a bit in the previous episode. You see, childlike faith is a lot like the previous situation that was presented to us in Matthew 18. A child just listens to father and mother because that's what he's supposed to do, and that's our attitude. We should be obedient to our parents because that's what we're supposed to do, and that's our nature. But Jesus takes us to the next level in Matthew 19. He highlights the value of children within his kingdom. He says, the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who possess childlike qualities. The qualities of innocence and humility and just trust. A deep trust without doubt. So practically, this means that we have to make a conscientious effort to get rid of that cynical approach that we have, and always having a negative attitude and perspective and a doubt and you know where I'm going with that. And I think that speaks to a lot of us so often. But instead, we need to step back into that sense of wonder and awe and be wowed by his majesty and his glory and his divinity. And also just a childlike reliance on God in our daily walk. Small children couldn't make it without their parents guiding them and redirecting them and pulling them back off the road and so on and so forth. We need to get that dependent upon God. Rely on him in all of our steps so that we are on the path we need to be. That childlike faith. And finally, our last takeaway is that cost of discipleship. The story of the rich young ruler, it's a reminder of the cost that comes with following Jesus. But it also is a challenge, isn't it? What are we willing to give up in order to gain eternal life? If we were approached and had the opportunity to talk to Jesus, just like this rich young ruler, will we go away just heartbroken because we had to get rid of our material possessions? Or will we willingly do so and be obedient to what we're called to do? If the Lord's placed a calling on your life, but it's being hindered by the things that we collect and have and material things we allow to be barriers, maybe this is speaking to you right now. And so I think practically today, this is an opportunity for us to reflect and evaluate on those attachments that we have and seek to put God above all. The sacrifice that discipleship may require will cause us to get uncomfortable and give up things that we think may bring us joy. It might not be materialistic things. Relationship, friendships, whatever those are. Whatever that takes, the cost of following him, we have to let go. All right, good deal. Well, we are wrapping up Matthew 19 now. And as we wrap up Matthew 19, looking at Matthew 20, we're going to look at parables and teachings of Jesus that now are going to challenge our understanding of what is fair and the reward in the kingdom of heaven that comes along with that. So, looking forward to that in Matthew chapter 20. So, at any rate, may you be blessed. May your family be blessed, and may you strive to be a blessing to all those around you today. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the New Testament in a Year podcast, where we simply read the Word of God and we try to unpack it so we can find application in our lives, knowing that there is nothing more powerful than God's Word. You see, Scripture is the only source that teaches us who God is and what God wants of us. My encouragement is that the Word of God will bless you and ultimately bless your friends and family. I'll encourage you to share this podcast with your friends, share it on your social media or by word of mouth. Join in, let's read the Word of God together. And through this, may God be glorified through our reading, listening, application, and understanding of His Word together.